Blog Talk Radio.
Love. We have so many people that's just going out with no, you know, some is not sick. I couldn't bring the broadcast on last week. I didn't have a voice. I couldn't even talk. So, you know, I'm thankful today that this stuff that I've been had is clearing up, that I can talk, I can walk, I can raise my hand. You know, it's a blessing. And, you know, you give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You know, when I read the scripture, I thought about David. David took action steps that are a good example for us. David admitted that he was downcast, analyzed why he felt this strong emotion, and thanked God because he believed that God would help him. No matter what you're going through right now, you have Jesus. Don't feel alone. Don't feel abandoned. God is right there to lift you up. Sing your few hymns. Read your scriptures. Get you a good book and start reading and find out your spirit, your emotion have come back intact. And just start saying, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. I'm not going to look at what happened this morning or just an hour ago. I'm praising you for right now. I'm thanking you because if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be? And, you know, you don't have to understand a situation and believing that God would work it in your favor and to be grateful that he would do so. We're talking about giving God thanks in any situation, emotional, depression, whatever you may be going through right now. We know the holiday season approaching us. Don't get all emotion because you feel you can't buy somebody a gift. I'm going to bring that up as an example. God have you here to minister to somebody. It's not all about the money. It's not all about the gift. But when you think about it, giving thanks, how many souls did you save today that you brought to Christ today or this year? That's enough to thank God right there. That's the biggest thing, bringing a soul to God and giving him thanks. You know, in whatever situation, you can give God thanks. You know, when you think of a person of faith, they can give thanks in everything. You say you got faith? Well, start giving God praise. No, you may not see it right now. No, it may not have materialized, but you still got that faith. You still thanking him, and regardless whether you see it or not. You know, you are to give thanks in all things, not just the ones you understand or the ones that please you. If you're a person of faith, you do this because you believe that God will work all things together for the good. You know, open the word of God, Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns to keep themselves from reacting humbly to being jailed. You know, when by faith you must trust God to work in a situation, and when you think, your mind is open to consider the benefit that may be resulted. That means when you go to the scriptures, you see all kind of things. We're going from Genesis to Revelation. Three-fourths of the people, they didn't give up. They had the faith. They had the belief. And they was giving God praise. Even for when they was complaining and they needed food, God was sending them manna from on high. Some was ungrateful, but a lot of them was grateful. They still was giving God thanks. When the little boy showed up with the bread and the two fish, look how thankful they were. Look how many people he fed. 5,000 people and had 12 baskets left over. That's giving God thanks. You can take that little bit you got, give it to God, tell him thank you, pray over it. And I'm a living witness. He will increase it. You don't know how it went, but you know it's been increased. And if I have any callers on the air this morning that would like to say something on giving thanks in all things today, feel free to to hit 1 on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. Because we have so much on the 12th of December, 2018. God has brought us from January the 1st, 2018, to December the 12th, 2000. Don't you know you got a lot to thank God for? From the beginning to the end of the year? Think about all the things that have occurred. How many doors he have opened for you? How many promotions you have received in the spiritual realm from January to December? How many jobs and opportunities he have blessed you with? How many pay raises he have given you? How many places he didn't give you to live that was better than the ones you had? How many of you all got a different car, a better one than you had before? Isn't that enough to give God thanks? He saved your family this year from January to December. He healed a broken heart, relationship. He healed your family member that was at the point of death. Isn't that enough to give God thanks in all things to God? When you just think about 5 minutes, take 5 minutes out to say, God, I just thank you. I praise you. I give you glory. I honor you because he truly is worthy to be praised. Don't worry about what you don't have. I thought about just this week. I had been asking God for something in particular. Just didn't, in a sense, I thought I wanted it on one hand. And on the other hand, I was saying, God, well, really, I just don't need it. But here when I found out little children sleeping on the floor don't have a bed, don't you know I looked at my bed and said, God, I think that I got a bed, trying to find how can I get mattresses, box springs, headboard, footboard, whatever, to give to that family where the children don't have to sleep on the floor. You know, we are blessed. He blessed us with food, but you just like a baker in the baker shop crying for bread, and he done already give you the bread. He done give you everything you need, but you still complaining. You still bellyaching. You still not giving him thanks. My. You may not have a job right now. Still giving thanks. Because there's a reason he might let your body start rejuvenating, start getting some rest that it needs. You know, it's so many things, there's so many ways that we can give God thanks. When we pray, we can give God thanks. When we open up this alligator, let it be thanks coming out, praising him, raising your hand. Don't you know somebody laying in a hospital room right now? Somebody in a nursing home right now? Somebody laying in jail right now, in prison? Wish they had the opportunity to be able to get out and do some of the things that you're doing and to go, oh, God, thank you. Here they got a meal that they didn't even have to prepare. Tell God thank you. Somebody might have dropped off a bag of groceries that you really need. Did you tell them and God thank you? I'm just putting it on your mind. You don't have to wait till Christmas morning to tell God thank you. You don't have to wait till your birthday or a special holiday to say, when you woke up this morning, a thank you should have been coming out of your mouth, that you could open your mouth and speak the oracles of God. You could touch, wash your face, touch your body, and know that you would still here and close in your mind. You know that's enough to say thank you. How many people you know, young children, taking their life, being bullied, that can't say, God, I thank you. People being shot up, worse than dog, but you can say, God, I thank you. People homes being broken into, but God spared your life. He had the blood on your doorpost. Couldn't you say thank you this morning? You know, even though you may not like to think about your feelings, your fear, your anger, your loneliness, or jealousy, you know, these emotions could have good results. You know, they may fear may keep you from taking unnecessary risks or may prompt you to take extra precaution in a situation, but you still can say thank you. Anger might lead you to right or wrong or injustice. You can go to God and ask forgiveness and say, thank you, Lord. You know, you can have joy that may reach out in kindness to others or may give praise to God for a development in your life. Don't you know you can say thank you? An unexpected job came up. Unexpected money came in the mail. Don't you know you can say thank you? Somebody, you know, thinking on your behalf right now on what they can do to bless you. And when you get the blessing, can't you say, give God thanks for all he's doing? Thank God today, you all. There's so many people in foreign country, people here trying, they losing their lives every day to get to America where they feel life is better for them. No matter what struggles and situations they're going through, they say, God, I thank you that you done got me this far. God, I thank you that you fed my children. I thank you that you gave my husband a job or my wife a job. God, I thank you I was able to make the rent this month. Thank you, Lord, I was able to make my car note this month. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but God, I thank you because you opened a door that no man could open, and you're the only one to shed it. God, I thank you. I give you praise this morning. You know, when you spend time in the Word through study and prayer, often help you make progress toward putting off the old self, Christ-like thoughts and action to your life. Beside meeting and reading the Word, you can also receive insight by hearing the Word preach or taught. You know, many times, insight from a preacher, speaker, or a Bible study leader is the exact tool that the Holy Spirit used to help you meet your goals. And you know you can say thank you, Lord. Even for this broadcast, 10 years I've been on this air. Don't you know I tell God thank you? Because he is so kind. He's so merciful. He's opening doors where I don't know how I'm going to do it on every given week. Last week I couldn't talk because I was so hoarse. I know you wouldn't understood. But just say, take a little time this morning and just reach out. Touch somebody or even touch yourself and say, God, I thank you. My hand can feel the arm. My feet can feel the other feet. I got feelings in it. The blood is running warm in my veins. God, I thank you for all things. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the good. I thank you for the bad. Every day ain't going to be sunny days, but still, thank God. You got a roof over your head. Thank God. You got food you can eat. Thank God. It might not be what you wanted today. You may have a taste for something else, but you know, when you look around and say, God, I thank you, when you think about how many people are be calling you before the week out where they don't have a place to stay, they out in the cold, they've been evicted, their children don't have sufficient things to go to school. Don't you know you can tell God, thank you? Your loved ones was lost, but now they are saved. Can't you tell God, thanks in all things to God? Oh, my. You know, he wants us to be alert for a word from God. Be quick to hear what the Lord is saying. Clear away all sin and pride, so that the word can be planted in your heart. Pay attention to what the Bible says about you, just as you would to your reflection in a mirror. Take notes on hearing the words. Write it down, specific things. And you can go back, if God spare your life a year from now, say, on December the 12th, 2018, I can remember so well how I talked about giving thanks and all things to God, how God sent miracles my way all day that day. You document it. You show people, wait a minute, I give thanks to God every day. I don't wait till just one thing happen. I'm giving him thanks every day because he know how to do it. And if I read the word and stay in the word of God, and step and have that action plan to master my emotion and identify the biblical response, Just think about how I can just give God the praise. You know, if we can't thank God here, how are we going to get to heaven and praise him morning, noon, and night? The Bible says how the angels praising him. They bowing. If you're not in practice now telling him thank you for the little thing, how you going to thank him for the big thing? Don't wait for the big things to happen in your life. Just thank him for the little things. If you was able to get up this morning without any pain anywhere in your Bible, that's a thank you right there. If you was able to put your feet under a table, and if you didn't have but a loaf of bread and had some sausage and butter, peanut butter and jelly, you could still say thank you, Lord. You know, we have to remember what God is telling us. You know, we can thank God even for our enemies. Say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. That's still giving God thanks. And it said in the word of God, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and patience with thanksgiving, presenting your request to God. And the peace of God, which is transcend all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Today I can tell you, rejoice in the Lord always. I rejoice. I'm still here. I'm trying to do it better and better every day. No, I haven't arrived. No, I haven't attained. But long as I know, I can give God thanks for whatever situation I'm in, for whatever circumstances come up, I can still give God praise and thanks. You know, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to yourself and your neighbors. For we all are members of one body. You know, even in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are angry. Get rid of all that bitterness, that rage, and that anger. Brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Don't you know that's enough to thank God for? Because you don't want God to come right now and you haven't asked somebody to Christ, you haven't repented, you haven't forgiven. But in all things, whatever situation I find myself in, I come saying, God, I thank you. And you know, our first word we always say, well, why me? Well, why not you? You being tested, God was being tested. So why can't we be tested? It's just a rehearsal down here. And we don't have to blame everyone else for something that's going on in our life. It's some things we're going to go through on this side. Some things we're going to be tested. But will we say, thank you, God, while we going through it? Or are we going to complain? We're going to murmur. We're going to do everything but tell God thank you. Just think about it. With him on the cross, all the things he went, he shed his blood for us. Just think about that for a few minutes. Don't you know you got a lot to thank him for? You know, you think about the joy that you have, that you can acknowledge the source of the goodness, the peace that you have, that God is giving to you. Can't you say thank you? You know, we today want to leave with you. God is a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a kind God. He's an all-knowing God. And sometimes we have to sit down and evaluate ourselves. Look at ourselves in the mirror. Don't point fingers, no way. When we're giving thanks, somebody else may not want to give thanks, but you know what God done for you. And you, I mean, you know what, if it ain't one but small, minute thing, God, I thank you. I praise you. We don't have to be on TV. We don't have to be on the radio. We don't have to be signing a trumpet on the street. But we can tell God thank you right where we are right now. He's standing right there with open arms saying, come, my child. And you can say, Lord, here I am. I thank you that I can raise my hand and praise you. I can open my mouth because you gave me the power. You gave me a tongue. You gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, feet to walk. Can I say thank you? Think about how many people right now that cannot tell God thank you. And when you say, oh, God, I just thank you. I thank you, God. I praise you. I give you the glory, and I give you the honor. And that's our broadcast today, giving thanks in all things to God, not just waiting for a holiday to come, but giving God thanks every day. He is worthy, you are, of all the praise. He loves you. I love you. And as I always say before I close my broadcast, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, and you know an octopus have a lot of little tentacles, I would tell each and every one of you all just how much I love you and how I thank God for each one of you all that have been listening to me for the last 10 years on this broadcast and all the newcomers that's coming up. I'm giving God praise because there's nobody but God been had me on this show for 10 years. So you know I'm thankful to what he's doing and what he's going to do in 2019. I'm looking forward to it in Jesus' name. So today I want you all to have a blessed week, and hopefully we have another exciting topic for you on next week. And stay tuned. It'll be coming on. And it's probably going to be titled, A Reminder of Who You Are. Do you know really who you are in Christ Jesus? So stay tuned to next week for our new broadcast, A Reminder of Who You Are. Bye-bye.